This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Right, sadly, this parsha is the first parsha that we have the opportunity to be together since the passing of the Ein Erentro, Zatzal. And I thought the first idea should be dedicated to his remarkable legacy and memory. And you'll see why. The pasuk begins in this week's parsha, Vayetze Yaakov miber Sheva, Vayelech Charono. Right, and the famous Rashi on the beginning of the parasha says, Vayetze Yaakov miber Sheva, and then he went to Choron. So why is it necessary to tell us that he left Be'er Sheva? Says Rashi, Lohoyetzorich lichtoiv elo, Vayelech Yaakov Charono. The pasuk should have just told us that Yaakov, you know, went to Choron. V'lomo hizkir yitzioso, why does it tell us that he left Be'er Sheva? Elo, says Rashi, Magit, sheyitzia sadik min hamokom, when a tzadik leaves a place, oisereishim, it leaves a mark. Shebizman shatzadik be'er, when a tzadik is in a city, hu haida, hu ziva, hi hadro. It's the splendor, the beauty, the majesty of this place. Yotze misham, but when he departs the city, pono haida, pono ziva, pono hadro. Then it all goes. Now, the Kliyaka asks an interesting question. It's a well-known Rashi, but Yesh Lehisbainin, says the Kliyakar, V'chi Avraham v'yitzchak le'holchem imakam le'makam. It's not the first time a tzaddik is leaving a town. Avraham and Yitzchak had many travels, many journeys. Why does it say, V'yitzchak Yaakov v'be'er and teach us this limud, particularly with Yaakov over here? It could have taught us this with Avraham, with Yitzchak on their various travels. V'loma le'nichtav etzlam yitloshen yitzia. Why didn't it say with Avraham and Yitzchak, the loshen, the expression of yitzia? So he gives two answers. Here's the first answer. V'yesh ponim l'kan l'kan. We can turn it two ways. Ki l'fum riata de revusa nokat. It's telling me a chiddush. Nokat kan v'yetze. It tells us here v'yetze. Ki Avraham v'yitzchak lehinichu b'mokam shehochu misham tzadik k'moysam. When Avraham and Yitzchak left the place, they didn't leave anyone back in the place where they were at. Pshita Shiitz Yosem Masorishim. So it's obvious that if Yitzchak or Avraham were in place A and they leave it, so it's going to make an impact on place A. Avalkan Hari Yitzchak v'Rivka Nisharusham. But in this particular situation, Yitzchak and Rivka were still living in Be'er Sheva. So Salkadaitach, I might have thought, Salkadaitach Aminah, She'en Yitz Yosem Esorishim, the departure of Yaakov is not going to make such a big impact. You've still got Yitzchak and Rivka living there. Kamash Milan, the departure of a tzaddik, even though there may be other great tzaddikim there, Kamash Milan, it does leave an impact. And when I came across this kliyok, it occurred to me, you know, the Dayan was a Dayan. The Dayan he was majestic, and his level of a Talmud Chacham doesn't need me to be maspidim. But, and Baruch Hashem, we're blessed here in London with outstanding Talmidei Chachamim and Rabbonim. But still, the point is that the town, the Kehillah feels bereft. The Amish feels, you feel it. And that's exactly what it's saying. We left Baruch Hashem, B'lyan Hara, with great Talmidei Chachamim and great Tzaddikim. But the Yetziah of a Tzaddik leaves an impression, despite the caliber of people that are left behind. V'yesh lefarish le'iduch gisa. And then you can explain it actually the other way, says the Kliyaka in the last paragraph. Loima, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. If you need, I'll send you the handout. Loima, shedafka yitzias shel Yaakov oisereishim. No, it's dafka the yitzia of Yaakov Avinu, which leaves an impression. Avlo yitzias Avraham v'Yitzchok, but not when Avraham and Yitzchok traveled. Lefi shehema holchim kol bnei beisom, because when they traveled, they left with their entire families, v'inisha b'mokum shum tzadik, and they didn't leave there anybody. Al Kain lo osu reishim b'yitziyosam, and therefore, the place they left, there was no one to appreciate it. Ki harishoyim shenisharu shama, because the wicked people who stayed there, eino makbidim al yitziyas hatzadikim, they're indifferent at best, or at worst, they're very relieved when a tzadik leaves town. Va'adarabah, him smeichim b'tzeisom mehim, they're happy when the tzadikim leave the town. Because these wicked people are going in a different way. They're like thorns in their eyes. They argue this contention. If you leave behind other tzaddikim and a tzaddik leaves, then who's going to feel it? Who's going to feed it? When I went to Menachem Oval this afternoon, the Dayan, the family, so Dayan David was there. And I remember the thought popped in my mind now. When he was in Gates of Kollel for many years, when he left Gates of Kollel, the whole Gates of Kollel went to the train station to say goodbye to him. Because they feel that someone like Dayan David is leaving town, so it makes an impression. So therefore, if Yitzchok and Rivka are staying behind, there is a roshim because they're going to fill the absence, the vacuum of Yaakov Avinu. Ozi, it's also a roshim ki tzadikim shenisharu kosha aleihem pridosam. It's difficult for them when other tzadikim leave. Ki daitem noichem emenu. Ve'inadoim ezuchusha muatin ezuchusha merubin. Because, a town with just Yitzchok and Rivka is not the same as a town with Yitzchok, Rivka, and Yaakov. And therefore their leaving was recognizable. Okay, so that's the Kliyoko, two ways of explaining this question, why Vayetzi Yaakov, this limud is specifically told over here, as above. Okay, now, the next piece is a fabulous item from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's a slightly longer piece, but we'll go through it, and we'll do it in the text itself, because I think it's glorious. And he asked an interesting question. What happens at the beginning of the parasha? At the end of last week's parasha, of course, we know we have the brachas with Esav and Yaakov. And Esav finds out that Yaakov slipped in, gets the brachas, and he is fuming. He wants to kill him. So Yaakov has got to get out of town. Begins our parasha, Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er-Sheva Yelech Charana. And he's traveling. Says the pasuk, Vayivka Bamokim, the second pasuk, I think, in the Sedra, Vayivka Bamokim, and he arrives at the place, Vayolen Shom, and he rests there, Kivo Hashemesh, because the sun sets, Vayikach Me'avne Amokim, Vayosim Rashosa, Vayishkov Bamokim Hahu. And he sleeps. Rashi famously says, why Vayishkov Bamokim Hahu? Says Rashi, Loshen Miut. It's an expression of a miut, we're trying to sort of exclude some other situation. But in this place he slept. But the 14 years where he had been previously, he didn't sleep. Of course, not a deer, not a sheinas keva, not a proper sleep. You can't live 14 years without sleep. The Gemara says you can't go 3 days without sleep. So he slept. The sheinas arai, one of my rebbes in yeshiva, he only saw his bed on Friday night. I just saw him a few months ago. One of the hidden tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, and he would get up on Shabbos morning, and that was it till next Friday night. In other words, he would sleep on a shtender, he would fall asleep. Now, it's not for the faint-hearted, it's not for you and me, but there are people out there who do this. So for 14 years, Yaakov Avinu didn't have a shenas keva. Shoyosik batera, because those 14 years he was learning with such intensity. Now, the difficulty is, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, his parents had just sent him to go and get married. But we know that he didn't go straight away to Lavan. The beginning of this week's parasha, with the whole story where he goes and gets married, Lavan and Rachel and Leah, that actually happened 14 years later. And the question therefore is, how could Yaakov go and learn for 14 years when he was just instructed by his parents to go and get married? It's an interesting thing. And he was learning in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. That's where he went to. Now, what was he doing before that? He was 63 years old. We'll go through the Rabbi Yaakov in a second. But he was 63 years old. What was he doing till now? The answer is, he was learning Torah with his father Yitzchak, and before that with his grandfather Avraham. So, what is different about the Torah that he learned with Yitzchak and with Avraham, and the Torah that he felt the need to go to Shem Ve'eva to learn? Why did he do it, and what exactly is the Torah of Shem Ve'eva? Let's go through this Emes Liakov inside. It really is a fabulous piece. Okay. Hinei. Lefi cheshben zeh, yoitze, it comes out, she Yaakov lo hoya bebeis oviv shleishim v'shei shono. Yaakov Avinu was away from home for 36 years. Arbes rei shono shehoya etzal shem be'eva, because 14 years, as soon as he ran away after the business with Esav and Yaakov, with the brochas, he went to Shem Ve'eva, the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. Va'oid Esrim v'shnayim shonim, and another 22 years, Shehoi Beis Lavan. 22 and 14 is 36. Chazal Moishim Lanu, Chazal are teaching us, Shebe'emes ne'enash Yaakov alzeh, Yaakov Avinu was punished for this, Shehisrashu b'kibud aveim, that he was lax in his kibud aveim, And therefore Yaakov was punished, that his son Yosef was hidden away and was taken away for 22 years. But the 14 years that he was in the house of Shem Ve'ever, lo nenesh Yaakov. Yaakov wasn't punished. He was only punished for the 22 years that he was in the house of Laban. Clearly, he says, these 14 years, that he was in the house, in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever, were so pressing for his spiritual sort of decline, that he had to go to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever for some personal spiritual reason, that it somehow overrides the kibud av'eim, that he didn't listen to his parents who instructed him to go straight to the house of Beis Lavan to get married. For Omnon Zeh Tomua, next paragraph. Tari Yaakov Bizman Sheyotzim Ber Sheva, Hoy Ben Shishim Vesholosh. He was 63 years old. Who Lomad Torim Avrom Zakeno Ad Gil Chomesh Yisrei. He learned Torah until he was 15 years old when Avrom Avinu passed away. Of Vashar Hashonim, who Lomad Bishivosa Shel Yitzchak. And from 15 years old until he was 63, he learned in his father's yeshiva in the house of Yitzchak. Madua im kein hoy kol kach nochutz le Yaakov achshav. Why was it so pressing now for Yaakov, b'mokum lahakshiv letzivuyev shel hoyrov, rather than listening to the instructions of his parents, leishiv beis Lavan yom machodim, to go to the house of Lavan, lo sheves v'lemud odav reisrei shana b'yeshiva zu? Why does he desperately need to go and learn for another 14 years? Even though he was clearly great in Torah, how does that exempt him from the mitzvah of kibud avim? Then helping out and dealing with his elderly parents. Listen to this mashal. Imagine a father tells his son to go to the store and buy something for him. But derech lechanus, on the way to the shop, machlit haben. On the way to the store to buy something his father, he slips into a Beis HaMedrash and he sits and learns for a few hours. Now you've got to learn. Talmud Torah is pushed aside in front of any mitzvah that cannot be done by anybody else. If the father told you to go, you the child to go, so you now have got to go to the shop and buy something. Why? What gives you the right to go into a Beis HaMedrash and learn for a few hours, and in this case for 14 years. Next paragraph. To understand the pressing need to go to the yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, we have to understand what was the Torah of Shem Ve'ever. It was so qualitatively different to the Torah of Avram and Yitzchak. So listen to this. Ha'ovus hoyu yeshim b'shiva, the ovus, Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, would sit and learn in yeshiva, u'marbitzim Torah l'chol ha'boi lehem, and they would disseminate Torah to everybody who would come, li'histachafif b'nachal osam, to be influenced, to be absorbed by their outlook in life. Ha'beis midrashim shel ha'ovus lomdu Torah b'madrega, turning over, they would learn Torah on a very lofty level, totally protected, totally insulated from the outside environment. They were not affected at all by it. When Sora saw that Yishmael was badly influencing Yitzchok, miyad omer grashes omer hazois vesponah. But not just tell Hagar and Yishmael to get out of it. Ki besivos mishal tzadikim gemurim ein mokum leechod misuga shel Yishmael v'hiskim haKodesh Baruch Hu al yada. That it's too dangerous to have Yishmael influencing my Yitzchok in this environment. HaKodesh Baruch Hu agreed. Next paragraph. Lo kein hoya etz Hashem ve'Eiver. That was not the Torah of Shem ve'Eiver. But Noishal Noach, who was Shem, of course, was the son of Noach, Sheniflet midor hamabul, who had escaped from the dor hamabul, Nitzel lo rak mimisha mehamabul. He had not only escaped from the waters of the flood, elegam misvivosam shel anshe dor hamabul o meashchososam, but he has also he's escaped from the degenerate environment that was the dor hamabul. Eiver noilad v'chai b'mei dor haflogo. Eiver lived in the dor haflogo, which rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sherotsu Livnus Migdal Varesh Bashamayim Kade Limrit Bakadish Baruch. Avalhule Nischofimahim, but Eva was not influenced by them, Venisha Besitkase, and he remained on his righteous level. Rak Shem Ve'eva, Jafka these two, Shem and Eva, Shridim Ederis Vesvimus Mushchasim, they survived. They were the remnants of the degenerate society before them. The Lo Avram the Yitzchok. Avram and Yitzchok didn't live in those times. So it's Dafka, Shem, and Eva who are able to teach Yaakov how to live with Lavan in a totally degenerate company. And therefore, Ish Mushchas V'Rosha, V'lo Rak Lavan Atzma, L'kol Anshei HaMokom. And they were teaching Yaakov to live with Lavan, not just Lavan, but his whole community. And I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Yaakov. Shehayim Motzinu She Lavan Osaf Kol Anshei HaMokom V'Osam Mishteh. Great proof, listen to this. That Lavan, when he made the Mishteh, the wedding feast, he invited all of his community. V'afal Pikin Lo Nimtza Echot Shigal Eloi She Lavan Miskaven Emosoi. Not a single person at the whole chasna told Yaakov that his father-in-law is cheating him and is switching the color under the chuppah. Well, Kamei Shikosov Medrash, the Medrash says even more. Shahayu kulam mekalsim kudmoi, they all praise Lavan, what a clever trick. Vahari kulam sochku al mirmazu, they all laughed at this great deceit. V'lochein, hoye Yaakov tzorech liklut basoiche sugyis shenis. Therefore, Yaakov had to absorb a different type of strategy. Eich lo sheves besviva shal v'shoim. Ramayim, how are you going to live and survive and maintain the high standards in the company of Rishayim and crooks? V'afal pikein, l'hachazik b'toim v'yoyshe, v'lozeh hutzruch l'beis midrasha shal Shem Ve'eva. That's why he needed the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. Last paragraph. U'lefi zeh, lo hoye yochul Yaakov l'kayim es sivuyov shel oviv l'oleches l'beis shel lovon. That's why Yaakov was not able to listen to the letter of the instruction of his father to go directly to the house of Lavan. Because he was not able to survive there without first going to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. Because he certainly wouldn't be able to go there if he wasn't able to announce the famous line that I've survived and I've okay and I've kept all the mitzvahs and wasn't influenced by him. Yitzchak wouldn't want him to go there if he wasn't able to maintain that level. On the contrary, through going to the yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, I'm actually fulfilling the rotzon of my father. And now let's go back to our moshel. It's like a father who told his son, go buy me a lulav and esrog, l'sukkos. The son said, I'm not such an expert in Dalav Minim. Let me sit down for a couple of hours and go to the Beis Medrash and just brush up my Hilchas Arba Minim. That's part of the mitzvah of the father. I'm now going to buy the Lulav Nesruk for my father. It's appropriate for me to go to the Beis Medrash just to brush up my halachas of Dalad Minim, and therefore I'm being Mekayim the mitzvah of buying Arba Minim properly for my father. Adar Abba, who Mekayim is HaMitzvah B'Shtei Musa V'Dura, you're doing it in the most beautiful way. V'ilu lohi o'isa kein, lohi Mekayim is Kibud Aveim Klal. V'cheinu etzel Yaakov, and so too with Yaakov Vinu. B'li ha'acholam yuchedesh lois drushaloi, etz Hashem Ve'eva, without the requisite preparation he needed in the yeshiva Hashem Ve'eva, lohi yochel Mekayim is Sivuyev shel ovev leches lebeis shel lovon l'sviv asfai. Beautiful. So says Rabbi Yaakov, how could Yaakov go and learn for 14 years when instructed to go and get married? That's part of the tzivui. He wanted Yaakov to be able to cope and thrive in this environment and be somehow safeguarded and protected from this negative environment. How are you going to do that? You go to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. Because Shem Ve'eva, the two people who survived the degenerate environment and maintained their levels, and that was different to the Torah of Avraham and Yitzchak. Anyone who is outside, we just get rid of them. We've got to protect ourselves. We've got to build big, strong walls. So it's a different type of Torah. So there's a very important, a very beautiful idea of Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, two more ideas. So Yaakov eventually gets to the house of Lavan, and we're familiar with the whole story. He marries Rachel and Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah, and he begins building a family. So just two ha'oras regarding the names of two of the Shvatim. The third child born to Yaakov Avinu is, of course, Levi. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So look at this. It says the Pasuk, Vatahar oid vateled ben, and she conceived, Leah conceived again, and she gave birth to a child. Vatoyme ato hapam yilova ish elai. Now, my husband will accompany me. Ki yoladti lo shlei shebonim. Because now I've had my share. Alkein korosh mo Levi. I think Rashi says in the Pasuk that the Imahos were Navios, and they knew that they were going to have 12 sons, and therefore Leah thought, I've had my share now. That's why with Yehuda it's Hapam Odes Hashem, etc. I've got more than my share, but now my husband's going to accompany me because I've now had my three children. Says the Chizkuni, different pshat, amazing pshat. Yilova ish ola elai. My husband's going to accompany me. What does that mean? Look at this. Ad achshov, till now, I've got two hands. One's for Reuven and one's for Shimon. How am I going to hold Levi's hand when I'm going to cross the road? Now that I've got a third child, now I need my husband to come and take me to do the rota, to do shopping or whatever, because I need a third hand to help my third child, Levi. That's pshat Levi. Someone's going to accompany me because I need an extra pair of hands. That's the third pshat. That's the Chizkuni. Amazing. Now, then Leah has child number five after Yehuda is Yizochar. It's interesting. Yizochar is spelt with two sins. But yet, we will read it Yizochar. If you actually read it as it's written, it should be Yisoschar. And there are different minhagim. If you listen carefully to the Leini on Shabbos, there are different minhagim in different shuls. But I know there's some Balikorah. The first time it appears in Chumash, they say Yisoschar. And then subsequent times, they say Yisochar. It's interesting, the famous Sefer, the Bnei Yisoschar. But that's actually how it's written. So take a look. Look at paragraph 4. Vayova Yaakov min Asodeh Bo'eret. The background to Yisochar's birth is very enigmatic. Vayova Yaakov min Asodeh Bo'eret. He comes home from the field in the evening. Vateitzeh Leah likroso, and Leah comes out to greet him. Vatome Elai Tovoi. And she says to him that tonight you're going to spend with me. Ki socher schaticho bedudoi b'ni. Because I've hired you, I've bought you with the dudoim, this vegetation, vayishkevim abalaylahu, and he lived with her that night. Next pasuk, vayishma lekim Leah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah of Leah, vateled Yaakov ben chamishi, and she gave birth to a fifth child, vatoyme Leah, nosan elekim schori, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me my reward, asher nosata shifchasi leishi, because I gave my shifcha to my husband, vatikra shmo Yisochar. Again, two sins, so you should really read it Yisochar. Now listen to this amazing Das Zakenim. The Das came in Bali Atosis on the Pasuk there, and Pasuk Yudches says, Yisochar. Yesh by Shnei Shinin. It says Shin twice. Why? Achas Bishvil Mashmois. One is just the simple explanation of the Pasuk. The Nos Nelekim Eschor HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me my reward. Va'achas Keneged Schar Schartichah. That I've actually bought you, I've hired you, but I've paid my reward. Shevlosh and Gnai. But that's considered the disparaging way to speak. V'lochein ein anikras. And therefore, I don't want to highlight the second sin, only the first one. The first one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done the nosan alekim eschor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me my reward. So the first sin of Yisochar, we pronounce. The second one, we don't. Inami, alternatively, dov achar min, mishum hachi einikra lefisha nitna leyoiv. Another very interesting pshat. The Pasuk later tells us that there was a descendant of Yisochar called Yoiv. So says the Das Zakenim, Benoi kedichsiv b'nei Yisochar, Oma Yisochar ein Yoiv shem Hogun, v'oisif lo as eis achas mishmi v'ikrishmo Yishuv, v'haynu dichsiv b'sei de Pinchas liYishuv. When you look at the genealogy as stated in the Torah, Yisochar has a child called Yoiv. Now, his bad luck was that they began at the time in Avodah Zarah called Yoiv. Imagine you call your kids, Ichleis, whatever, Jewish name, and then they start a new idolatry called by that name. So Yisachar said, you know what, I've got two sins in my name, take one of them, and I'll give it to you, Yoiv. You'll now be called, you're not Yoiv, but Yud Shin, Vav Beis, Yoshuv. And therefore, later in Parshas Pinchas, you don't see Yoiv, he's disappeared. But you see the word Yud Shin Vav Beis. And that's an allusion to this Chazal, which says that Yisachar gave one of his sins to his son Yoiv to avoid the embarrassment of being called by the name of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the minhag in Klal Yisrael is not to say Yisachar, but Yisachar, because actually later on he gave one of his sins away. And it is only Yisachar. Amazing. Amazing. So you've got two reasons why Yisachar is commonly pronounced Yisachar as opposed to Yisachar. And one is because the two sins, one represents the Nosan Lekimeschari, that's good, we pronounce that one. But Schar Schar Ticha is Lashon Gnai, we don't pronounce that one. And the second reason is because of the Yoiv. Yoiv, the sin is added to Yoiv to sort of take away his embarrassment, and therefore Yisachar loses one of the sins, and therefore the minhag is to pronounce it just Yisachar, not Yisachar. Okay, so there we have it. Four ideas for tonight. The first idea, Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Haran, Rashi's famous point. He doesn't have to say Vayetzi Yaakov. So to teach us, Sheyetzias HaSadik Min HaMakom, Oysa Roshim, etc., etc. Says the Kli Yaakov, but why here? There have been so many Yetzias till now. Avraham and Yitzchak. So he learns it both ways. Way number one is to teach us that even though he's left with Avraham and Yitzchak, when they left, they didn't leave anybody, so they made a Roshim. Hashem came when Yaakov left, there was Yitzchak and Rivka still there, so maybe he wouldn't have left the Roshim. Kamashmon, it does leave a Roshim. And then learning the other way around, on the contrary, with Avraham and Yitzchak, their whole family is left. So there are people behind, they don't care about that. They're on the contrary, it's better that they leave. Hashem came when Yaakov left, the people who missed him were tzaddikim. So therefore it made a Roshim. So he learns it both ways. And then the beautiful idea of Yaakov Kamenetsky. How could Yaakov go and learn for 14 years when instructed to go and get married? Teretz is, it's like the Moshe he gives. You tell your son to go buy a Lulav and Esrog. So if you stop on the way to brush up on your Hilchos Lulav and Esrog, then it's part of the Kibud Avim. If you go and watch the football for a few hours, then it's not. So it depends. This was all part of it. And he needed the Torah of Shem Ve'eva because it's that Torah which was very different to the Torah of Avraham and Yitzchak, because it's that Torah which is going to protect him from a negative evil influence of Lavan, in the same way that it protected Shem and Eva in the Dar HaMabon and Dar HaFlogo. And then you have the two ideas, the Chizkuni, why Levi is called Levi, that she needed another pair of hands to hold Levi and Yisachar. The two reasons that the Das Kenin brings why Yisachar is pronounced that, Yisachar as opposed to Yisachar. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.